الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقد قال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. وقال: إياكم والمحقرات الذنوب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Our most respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are living in an era where the desire for doing good deeds is decreasing. And the desire to commit sins are increasing. And the proof for this is that you'll find many people asking the question: is this sin a minor sin or is it a major sin? Or is this action, is it fard? Is it sunnah? Is it mustahab? Or is this action, is it haram or is it makruh? As if we are giving the impression that if an action is mustahab, it's not so important to perform it. Or if an action is makruh, then it's not such a serious sin. Whereas if you look at the mindset of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they performed and fulfilled every action. If it was a good action, they will fulfill it. If it was a sin, they will stay away from it. Yes, there was a time where Ibn Kathir rahimullah is mentioned in Surah Az-Zilzal, that when the verses were يُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا was revealed. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about feeding. That the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they feed the orphans and the slaves and the prisoners of war, despite having love for that wealth, they still spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They thought to themselves, لا يؤجرون على شيء قليل أعطوه, that they will not be rewarded for a small action. That one date that I gave to that person, how will it help him? That one piece of bread that I gave to a person, how will it help him? So they used to avoid giving any charity or any good thing if it was a small thing. So if someone came to their door and they had only one date to give it, they will not give it. And then there was another group of people They thought, لَا يُلَامُونَ عَلَىٰ ذَنْبٍ يَسِيرٍ كَالْكَذِبَةِ وَالنَّظْرَةِ وَالْغِيبَةِ. That they thought to themselves that they will not be taken to task for that occasional sin they did now and then. For example, if they spoke a lie now and then, or if they cast an evil glance or a lustful glance by mistake or now and then, or if they made ghibat now and then, they will not be taken to task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That whosoever does an atom's weight of good also, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Whosoever does an atom's worth of evil and sin also, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. So in this verse, Ibn Kathir rahimullah mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us that do not look at how small or big that action is. If it is a good action, we must do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us, do not take any sin as inferior and trivial. Every sin we should stay away from. Because we do not know which good action will be a means of our salvation in the akhirat, and which sin will be a means of our doom in the akhirat. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his Fazail Hajj, he has quoted Shaykh Abdul Aziz Sab Rahmatullah Ali, who mentions in his tafsir, مَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالْآدَابِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ السُنَّةِ. That person who looks down at the mustahab acts, then he'll be deprived of fulfilling the sunnah. Slowly, slowly he'll be deprived of fulfilling the sunnah. وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالسُنَّةِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْفَرَائِضِ. That person who looks down at the sunnat acts, then slowly, slowly he will start leaving out the fard acts. وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالْفَرَائِضِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. And that person who looks down at the faraiz and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, compulsory commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can never get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at all times we have to have this, we have to be in this constant condition of fear and hope, that we don't know which action, good action of ours will be a means of our salvation, and which sin of ours will be a means of our destruction. Now we look at a few examples. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayh, he has mentioned an incident about two brothers from the past nations. أَحَدُهُمَا يُذْنِبُ وَالْآخَرُ مُجْتَهِدٌ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ. And one of them, one of the brothers was a sinner. He should commit sins. The other one, he was a pious person. And this pious brother used to constantly counsel his brother, encourage him to do good, that you need to make tawbah, istighfar, you need to come to the right path. One occasion, the brother got upset with him. The brother who was doing sin got upset with him. He told, خَلِّنِي وَرَبِّي أَبُعِثْتَ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبًا. He said, just leave me and my Allah. Have you been sent to watch over me? Did Allah Ta'ala make you in charge to watch over me? Now what he said was wrong. He shouldn't have said this. Someone is encouraging you to do good. You should be grateful. He's calling you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come close to Allah. As long as the person knows how to do it and he's doing it in the correct way. So this was not the right thing. This response was not good. It was not correct. However, the other brother was pious, should have kept quiet. Instead of keeping quiet, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi says, he responded. And he said, لا يغفرك الله. Allah will never forgive you. In one riwayat, لا يدخلك الله الجنة. Allah will never enter you into Jannah. After they both passed away and their souls were brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the one that was pious. And he says, أَكُنْتَ عَالِمًا بِ. Did you have knowledge how I'm going to deal with my servants? أَكُنْتَ قَادِرًا مَا فِي يَدِي. Did you have control over what I have control over? Who gave you the right to judge and decide who will be forgiven and who will not be forgiven because of that you will enter into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound to any rules. Allah ta'ala can decide who he wants to enter into Jannah, who he wants to enter into Jahannam. Yes, the normal rule is this, that anyone who dies upon iman and did good actions, Allah will enter into in Jannah. That person who died upon kufr and he was doing wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter into Jannah. But these rules are for us, is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala can decide. So from here we understand that we have to be very, very, very careful. We don't know which action of ours can be a means of our destruction. Let's look at the positive side. An incident from the positive side. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned an incident in his At-Tazkira. That there was a person who had passed away. And another person saw him in a dream. And asked him, how did you fare in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he replied that when my actions were put on the scales, then my evil deeds outweighed my good deeds. I was very, very worried. And suddenly there was a package that fell down and it fell onto my good deeds on the pan of my good deeds. And that outweighed everything. I was overjoyed that now I am saved. But I wanted to know what was in that package. And when I went there and I opened it, I found that it was that sand. On one occasion, I went for one janazah, and I just picked up one handful of sand, and I put it onto the grave of the person because of that. That sand was the thing that saved me in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know which action it is will be a means of our salvation in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all times, we should be in the condition of fear and hope. If you look into the ahadith, there are many, many other incidents also. Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahullah have mentioned an incident of one of the khadims of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His name was Mid'am. He was on an expedition with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and فَأَصَابَهُ سَهْمٌ آثِرٌ فَقَتَلَهُ. A stray arrow came and killed him. And one person commented, Hani an lahu bil jannah. The glad tidings for you, there's jannat for you. You are the khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You passed away even in jihad also. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold on. Walladhi nafsi biyadihi inna shamlat allati akhadaha yawma khaybara. That one shawl that he had taken on the day of Khaybar, min al maghanim, from the wealth of booty which unrightfully he took it. فَإِنَّهُ لَتَشْتَعِلُ عَلَيْهِ نَارًا, that this same shawl will be burning in the fire of Jahannam with him. Why? Because he had no right to take it. So this, such a great action, he was in jihad also, but because of this one action, that was a means of his destruction in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, there was a person, he mentions that there was a person who passed away. And someone also said, Abshir bil Jannah, glad tidings of Jannah for you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, kalla, la'allahu yatakallamu bi kalimati ma la ya'anihi. Possibly he spoke something that he wasn't supposed to be speaking. Wa bakhila bima yanqusuhu, and he was a miser in those places where he wasn't supposed to be mising. His obligations he's supposed to be fulfilling, for example, zakat, etc. And he wasn't fulfilling it, he was acting like a miser. Because of that became a means of his destruction in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know which action it is of ours will be a means of our salvation, and which action will be a means of our destruction in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we also know in the ahadith, is mentioned that دَخَلَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ نَارَ فِي هِرَّةٍ رَبَطَتْهَا فَلَمْ يُطْعِمْهَا. We all know the famous incident about that lady who she had a pet cat, but she wasn't feeding the cat, she was not looking after the cat. Because of that, it's mentioned in the riwayat that the same cat will be a means of a punishment, and the cat will be with her in the fire of Jahannam and torturing her because she did not look after the animal. And on the other side, we find another narration in Bukhari and Muslim, where غُفِرَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ مُومِسَةٌ بِكَلْبٍ, that there was another lady, she was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because she saw a dog that was dying out of thirst next to a well. So she went and she drew out the water with her shoe or with her leather socks, etc. And she fed it to that dog. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will forgive her. In one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And he said, Ya Bilal, hadithni bi arja amalin amiltahu ba'd al-Islam. And oh Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, tell me what is that best action that you're doing after you accepted Islam. فَإِنِّي سَمِتُ دَفَّنَ عَلَيْكَ بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ That I'm hearing the footsteps, I'm hearing your footsteps in Jannah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, is nothing great. It's just that after I perform ablution and I make wuzu, etc., then I read 2 rakats of tahiyyatul wuzu. Nabi Rasulullah said, because of that action, therefore, I'm hearing your footsteps in Jannah. On the other side, we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have seen that the inhabitants of Jahannam, most of them is An-Nisa, Yakfurna Al-Ashir, because most of the inhabitants of Jahannam are women, because they are ungrateful. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Yakfurna Allah, are they ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, Yakfurna Al-Ashira Wal-Ihsan, that they are ungrateful to their husbands, and they are ungrateful for the bounties that they achieve and the bounties and the good and the ihsan and the good that they're getting from their husbands. They are not grateful to them. Therefore, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have most of the ladies will be in the fire of Jannah. So from here we understand from these incidents, what are these incidents telling us? That we should not look at what action it is. If it's a good action, we must just do it. We don't know, it will be a means of our salvation in the akhirah. And if it's a sin, we shouldn't be asking the question, minor sin, major sin, we shouldn't be asking these questions. Every sin, that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith that I've recited in the beginning, Iyakum wal muhqarat al-dhunub, beware of looking down at any sin. And in another hadith, which I recited in the beginning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'a. Do not look down at any good action. Do not look down at any good action. Bishr Hafi, rahimallah, was a very great saint. But how did he become a very great saint? On one occasion, he was always drunk, and in that drunken state, he was walking on the street, and he sees a paper on the ground. He picks it up, he sees the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it. He looks at it, he buys some ether, he cleans it, he buys some fragrance and ether, and he makes it fragrant. And then he puts it on a high place. That night, he sees a dream, where it's been told to him, that, oh Bishr, you respected my name, I will make your name respected also. Because of that action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had raised him to a very high status. An incident mentioned regarding Zainab, who was the wife of Harun al-Rashid. She was instrumental in making the water line all the way from Baghdad all the way to Makkah al-Mukarramah so that people can benefit from the water. Such a great work she had done. So many hajis, mu'tamireen, so many people had benefited from that water. When she passed away, someone had seen her in a dream and asked her, how did you fare in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? She says, Allah forgave me. Then the person asked that you must have been forgiven because of that water line that you made. So many people benefited from that. She said, no. When that action was presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was told to me that this that you built was through public funds. Obviously, you're the wife of the Amir and you're the wife of the ruler. You use public funds to make it. I want that action which you did solely for me. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded her about that action, on one occasion, she was sitting, she was fasting for the whole day, she was sitting for iftar, and she was waiting for the azan to take place. And just when the azan started, she picked up a morsel to put it into her mouth. At that time, her headgear and a scarf fell off. She put down the morsel out of respect for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She put back her scarf on and her headgear, and then she took the morsel. It was told to her, you did that only to respect my name. Because you respected my name, today I have forgiven you. So we don't know which action it is that will be a means of our salvation in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, there is an incident that there was a monk in the past ummats in the Bani Israel. For 60 years he had made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many years he made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, a beautiful lady passed him and he got inclined towards her. And then he remained with her for six days making zina and adultery. And then he realized, after the sixth day, he realized he's doing wrong and he ran away from there. He went to one place where the people were making ibadat and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sitting there regretful, making tawbah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbah and istighfar. It so happened, one person was passing by, was giving bread to everyone. He gave him one loaf also. This person, instead of eating the loaf, he cut it into half. He gave one to one poor person. He gave the other half to another poor person and he continued. When he passed away, when the souls were brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when his actions were put onto the scales, on one side he had his 60 years of ibadat, and the other side he had the 6 days of zina and adultery that he made with the lady. That 6 days outweighed the 60 years of his ibadat. He was so worried also, and he's worried, what's going to happen to me? Suddenly, that loaf of bread fell down, and it fell onto the pen of his good deeds, and it outweighed the sins. And then he said, because of that charity and that sadaqah that you had given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. So we have to be very, very careful and very fearful when we are doing any type of sin in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know that sin may be regarded as small in our eyes, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be something that we'll have to pay for. Also, another thing that we need to understand is that there is one sickness, spiritual sickness called ujub. Ujub. Ujub means vanity. That way a person becomes complacent. A person reaches a point where he feels, I'm doing a lot of good. Nothing will happen to me. I'm not committing any sins also. He starts looking down at other people. He feels there's no one like him also. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a nation in good conditions, everything is going smoothly, people are living a luxury life, people are living everything smoothly, no calamities, no nothing is happening, then people start thinking that we are on the right. And people get so drowned in that luxuries that now they start forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everywhere else in the whole world, things are happening, but nothing is happening to us, so we become complacent. That is a very, very, very big sin. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala does not like that. Therefore, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned that there are two people that are destroyed. One is a person who loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person, he will not do good deeds because he lost hope. And another person is a person who got ujub and vanity. That person also, he will never make tawbah because he's thinking, I'm doing everything good. And he'll never try to change his life. But such a person, therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, mentioned, al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. That is, iman, at all times, we must be between fear and hope. We don't know which action of ours will be a means of our salvation in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't know which sin of ours will be a means of our destruction in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will end with the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata. وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل وألا we seek جنة and all those actions and all those words that will take us close to it and ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل and we seek protection from جهنم and all those actions and all those words that will take us close to it وآخر الدعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين